Hey there, and welcome to Cyberpunk Librarian, Episode 12, Reading Reddit. I'm Daniel Messer. Hello there, and welcome back to Cyberpunk Librarian, the show that blends the worlds of high-tech, low-budget, and explores the intersection of libraries and technology. My name is Daniel Messer, your friendly neighborhood Cyberpunk Librarian, and hey, it is so good to have you listening to the show and tuning in to listen to my drivel one more time on this episode 12. I mean, wow, we're actually in double digits and progressing right along. So, hey, thank you for tuning in, and as always, I invite you to pick up show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast, and wow, there are going to be a lot of links in the show notes this time around, because we're going to talk about something that, well, it's one of those things that I kind of think is ubiquitous to the internet, and it's just one of those things that I assume that everybody has heard of, but there are people out there who haven't, so I am kind of surprised when I find someone who has been online for, say, more than a couple months, and yet they haven't heard of Reddit. Reddit bills itself as the front page of the internet, and in many ways that's true. I know people who long ago stopped having their homepage be Google, and now it's simply Reddit. So we're going to talk about Reddit and why Reddit is important and what Reddit can do for you, not only as a librarian, but also just as a general seeker of knowledge or enthusiast or someone who just wants to learn a little something to make their life or their work or things like that maybe a little bit more interesting, maybe a little bit more fun, and of course, maybe a little bit easier. Reddit can do all of those things. And not only are we going to talk about Reddit and what Reddit is, but we're also going to talk about subreddits and why those are important and what they can do for you. So this is going to kind of be an episode that is a list. I'm going to run down a list of some of my favorite and recommended subreddits that might be of interest to someone listening to this podcast. So there will be library stuff, there will be technology stuff, there will be sciencey and interesting stuff like that. We're going to have all kinds of interesting subreddits. And of course, we'll explain what these things are as we get into the episode. So thank you for tuning in, and you know, maybe we can just go ahead and get started. So if we're going to talk about Reddit, then I guess we're going to have to talk about what Reddit is. And simply explained, Reddit is a social news or social link sharing site where you can post a link to a given thing, maybe a news story or picture or a video on YouTube, and then people can comment on that link. And they can upvote and downvote the link. And the things that get the most upvotes rise to the top and wind up on the front page of Reddit. And those that get too many downvotes just fall into the abyss that is the bottom of Reddit. Now, that's sort of the, 30-second pitch on what Reddit is. Some of you may remember Dig back in the day. There was Dig and there was Reddit. And there was quite the competition between the two of them. You had people choosing up sides and waving around their banners and saying, Dig is better than Reddit and Reddit is better than Dig. And then the problem was sort of settled one day when Dig decided to basically shut down, retool everything, and everybody flocked to Reddit. Now, Reddit is very simply put together. You won't find too many images on Reddit. You will find a lot of text and a lot of links because Reddit is very simply designed. But that, in some ways, is its power, because it loads very quickly, it can be viewed on almost anything, and I don't care what browser you're using, the browser will understand links. So when you go to Reddit, don't expect to see a whole lot of awesome popping design or anything like that. And if you've never been to Reddit, it's easy to find. All you do is go to reddit.com, that's reddit.com, and start looking around. You'll find, like I said, these links and upvotes and downvotes and discussion. And sometimes the discussion itself is far more interesting than the link itself. So someone might post a video to YouTube, you know, or not a video to YouTube, post a link to a video on YouTube, I'm sorry, and then the discussion will ensue. And who knows who will wind up in that discussion. I've seen discussions where someone posts a link to a beautiful image or something like that. And then suddenly the photographer is participating in the discussion. They're talking about how they stage that image and how they compose the shot and all that. And it becomes this really wild and interesting thing. And that's sort of the power of Reddit. Not only is it democratic in the upvote and downvote thing, but it's discussive, where people will get in there and start talking about the thing. So you can learn all kinds of stuff. Now, granted, this is the internet, and of course, people are people on the internet. And sometimes the discussion tends to go towards, shall we say, the juvenile? Shall we say the five-year-old? And, you know, that's still okay, and that's fine, just as long as you know you are dealing with people on the internet. So what I'm going to do is talk about subreddits. Now, if you've been around Reddit a little bit, you'll notice that there are things called subreddits. And what a subreddit is a part of Reddit dedicated to a specific topic. And sometimes people refer to these subreddits as r/the name of topic. That's because in the URL for a subreddit, it's always www.reddit.com/r/the name of the topic. And that is where Reddit really exposes its true power, because there is a subreddit out there for almost any interest, any passion, anything that you might be interested in. And if there isn't, it's real easy to create a subreddit. So you'll find Reddits out there, or I'm sorry, you'll find subreddits out there for things like history, things like science, things like cars, and all manners of stuff. Not only just cars, but specific cars. I'm sure, I'm not even going to go look, but I guarantee you there is a subreddit for the Honda Accord. If you have a Honda Accord and you really like Honda Accords, I can almost guarantee there's a subreddit for that. And if there isn't, then by God, you can create one. All you need is an account. And you're going to want to create an account on Reddit for yourself, even if you never post anything, even if you never take part in the discussion, even if you never upvote or downvote a single thing. You're going to want to create an account, because if you have an account, that allows you to curate your list of subreddits. And that way you have a list of things being presented to you all the time, or at least whenever you visit the site, of things that you're interested in. So that is probably the most powerful thing about Reddit, like I said, is that you can get a subreddit on anything that interests you. And what I'm going to do for this episode is just kind of run down a list of subreddits that I recommend that might be of interest to you as a librarian, or as a librarian with a technological background, but also just someone who might be into learning new things. So while I will recommend some library and tech subreddits, and yes, there are library subreddits, there are others that I would like to recommend that might be of interest to you, and just not only as a librarian, but just someone who is into seeking knowledge and learning new things. I find that librarians in general tend to like to learn new things, and Reddit can bring those things to you. So, as always, you can pick up links to this in the show notes, which you can find at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. And there's going to be a lengthy list of links. So don't worry about the speed at which I'm going to go through this, because I don't want to waste your time. I'm just going to hit some of my favorite subreddits, kind of explain why I think they might be of interest to you, and then we'll just move on. Check out the list at the website. And by all means, if you have a favorite subreddit of your own that you would like to recommend, drop a line in the comments. You can, of course, do that at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. Drop me an email at cyberpunklibrarian@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter or Google+. You can find links to all of this at the website. So let's get started, and let's get started with libraries, things that subreddits that might be of interest to the librarian online. Now, you might not think there are subreddits dedicated to librarians, and if you do, then you are totally wrong, because r/libraries, the library subreddit, is sort of where you want to start if you're a librarian. And you will find all kinds of things there of interest to the library world, both public, academic, special libraries. You'll find questions there from library school students who are, you know, at times just worried about their future. You know, they're getting their degree, but the job market is kind of crowded right now. What do I do? You'll find tips and tricks there where people have posted, hey, I discovered this thing that you can do with this database. So if you have this database, you might try that. So the library subreddit is sort of your starting point if you're a librarian getting on Reddit and looking for things that might be of interest to your job. So give that a shot, and if you want something a little bit more specific to the world of library science, well, that's fine, because there is a subreddit for library science. And this doesn't tend to get updated as often. It's not quite as popular as libraries, but you'll find some more of the harder, more interesting things there. So more interesting, hard topics that you don't always find in libraries. Libraries is sort of the practical side, where library science is more of the theoretical, technical side of the library world. Like I said, this is why you want to create yourself an account, because you can subscribe to different subreddits, and you can subscribe to tons of them. I really cannot tell you how many subreddits I'm subscribed to. I know it's got to be well over 100. It's probably close to 200. Now, I'm not going to talk about all of those. But yeah, get yourself an account and subscribe to, you know, both libraries and library science. That way you get the information from both. It's always presented to you. Now then, there is something I need to talk about that is on Reddit that at first sounds kind of bad, but it's not, because you have to realize that Reddit has its own bizarre sense of humor. So when I tell you about a subreddit called Book Porn, I'm not talking about naked people holding books. However, I'm almost positive there is a subreddit for that. No, Book Porn is part of what is called the SFW Porn Network, or the Safe for Work Porn Network. And what this is a loose network, a collective of subreddits on Reddit that all have a focus on basically pictures of things that are really interesting to a given audience. So book porn, I'm not making this up, are pictures of beautiful books, beautiful bookshelves, beautiful libraries, beautiful bookstores. I mean, these are photographic images that will make you weep if you happen to be into pictures of books. And I think most librarians are. I know I am. I love looking at beautiful libraries and beautiful shelves and wonderful books and things like that. If I can't own them, I can at least look at them. And that's what book porn is all about. Now, like I said, there are more things in the SFW or Safe for Work Porn Network. And they're all literally that. They are safe for work. And the porn is actually a sort of humorous thing where you're looking at this like you would observe a piece of meat at the butcher, something that you know you're going to devour and enjoy and not care who thinks what about it. So this is that kind of thing for books. Now, of course, there's book porn, but then there's just the books subreddit, r/books. And this is sort of a catch-all for book news, book reviews, thoughts about books, thoughts about fiction, thoughts about nonfiction. It's just a general sort of subreddit for book information and book news. So you'll find author stuff and all kinds of things there. And it's basically a starting ground. Now, if you have a genre that you're interested in, Like, say you're a big fan of romance or sci-fi novels. Doesn't matter. There is a subreddit for that. Guarantee you. So, books is sort of a starting point, so where you can pick up your general information about books and upcoming books and author information and news and all of that. But by all means, seek out a genre subreddit that is interesting to you. So if you have a penchant for romance novels, there is a romance novel subreddit. And this is as good a time as any to talk about another website that kind of shows just exactly how big Reddit is. Because in the end, I'm not sure that anyone knows how many subreddits exist. Maybe the admins at Reddit.com know, but it is going to be a staggeringly huge number. And sometimes the challenge is just finding the subreddit you're interested in. And for that, there is help. There is help available for you. And that help is MetaReddit. Now, MetaReddit is kind of exactly what it sounds like. It is a website about Reddit. And I'm not making this up. There is a Reddit website about Reddit. And MetaReddit is there to sort of help you find the subreddit that you're interested in. You can find this at MetaReddit.com. And that's M-E-T-A, Reddit.com. And I'll have links to this in the show notes. And you can go there and just search for a subreddit. So if you have an interest in, say, science fiction, I'm actually going to do this right now while I'm talking about it. I'm going to search for science fiction on MetaReddit, and we're going to see what comes back. So what happens is you get a word cloud. And this word cloud is exactly that, but all of these words in the cloud are bigger or smaller given their size. So if you're looking for a busy science fiction subreddit, you're going to look at this word cloud and you're going to see things like Ask Science Fiction. It's huge. And then cyberpunk is a big, huge word here. And then there's sci-fi. Well, that sounds interesting. And if I hover over it, I can tell that sci-fi has, well, currently 188,635 subscribers. Wow, that's big. And if I click on that, I'll get information about that subreddit. So I can find subreddits that I might be interested in subscribing to. And that's exactly what MetaReddit is for. So if you're interested in a specific subreddit or just a specific topic and you want to see if there's a subreddit available for that, check out MetaReddit, do a search. I bet you you'll find something. So anyway, wrapping this up with one more library pick, I've got to recommend Cool Covers. And Cool Covers is not just book covers, it's just covers. So you'll find DVD covers, book covers, album covers, things like that. These are just beautiful covers to media. So if you're into cover art, it's a place to check out. It's someplace you might want to go and have a look at. Just, you know, it's kind of nice, you know, to kick back at work sometimes and just find something pretty. Yeah, that kind of takes the stress off, you know? So, okay, moving forward, let's talk tech. And boy, oh boy, Reddit is full of geeks like me and geeks that are totally unlike me. And if you're into tech, oh wow, there is a subreddit for you. I don't care what your technological focus is. If you are into programming Cray computers, yeah, I'm sure there's a subreddit for it. Now, I'm not, and I don't think most people are, but I got to recommend a sort of quick list of things that will be of interest to the person with a technological focus. So, there is a subreddit for Windows. There's a subreddit for OS X, you know, Mac. There's a subreddit for Android and iOS. There's one for just general Apple news. There's a subreddit, of course, for Firefox. Boy, oh boy, I love me some Firefox. And there's a subreddit for Linux. But not only is there a subreddit for Linux, there's subreddits for different distributions of Linux. So being an Ubuntu fan, or rather a Kubuntu fan most of the time, I do subscribe to the Ubuntu subreddit. And while there is a Kubuntu subreddit, it's not as busy as I would like it to be. Sometimes it's just not as informative, and that's okay. You know, that's fine. There is a KDE subreddit that I do like. So if there's a tech thing that you're interested in, I guarantee that's on Reddit. I subscribe to all of the ones I just mentioned. I subscribe to Windows, Firefox, OS X or OS X, Android, iOS, Apple, Linux, Ubuntu, and KDE, and several other tech ones. But those are the ones I sort of recommend as the person, as to the librarian or to the person with an interest in a specific tech focus. So that's a good place to start. And just to get your news, because in many ways, Reddit has become my newspaper. I can fire up Reddit and look at my feeds and look at my subreddits and say, okay, what am I interested in today? Oh, look, there's a story about Ubuntu that I'm interested in. I can follow up on that story. I can go straight into that subreddit and just see nothing but Ubuntu stories. So that's a good list of things to start off with if you've got a tech focus. But moving beyond library and tech, I don't know about you, but I've got other interests. I've got interests outside of libraries and outside of technology. I know that sounds weird, but I do. And one of my interests, being a geek, is science and space. I love space. And if you remember that SFW porn network I mentioned earlier, there is a subreddit on that network called Space Porn. Once again, not naked people in space, no. This is beautiful pictures of our cosmos. And I mean some of the highest quality, high resolution, beautiful images taken by anyone from someone who snapped a few photos from their telescope in their backyard on up to images captured by the Hubble Space Station. Gorgeous images of space and the cosmos, nebulae, planetary things, star fields, it doesn't matter. If you have a love of pretty, pretty space pictures, you got to check out the Space Porn subreddit. Oh, yes, it is beautiful, my friends. But if you're into the more technical side of space, there is the space subreddit, r/space. And that's just general news about space and astronomy. But if you have a more focused interest, you can always just go to the astronomy subreddit. You'll find that sometimes there are two subreddits, maybe even more than two, about the same topic. And this is because people can sometimes get fed up with what's going on in a given subreddit, and they take their toys and leave and start their own subreddit. This has happened with technology. This has happened with video games. I'm sure it's happened over and over again. Heck, it's probably happening right now where someone just gets fed up with how a subreddit is working out, and they go start their own. Hey, that's part of Reddit. If you don't like how something is working, go do it yourself. See if people follow you. So there's three quick and easy sort of science related things that I can offer you. But if unlike me, you have a interest in geology or biology or botany or any sort of science like that, there is a subreddit for you. And you're going to find links to general news stories. You'll find links to the latest discoveries. You'll find all kinds of stuff. And this is sort of the downside of Reddit, in that you can lose yourself in it for hours. It's like an internet movie database Wikipedia thing where you just start with a link and that link leads to more links. And then you go back to Reddit looking for more links and you just keep clicking because everything is so interesting because everything is sort of tailored for you. It's in your wheelhouse. You can create your own list of links that are interesting. So, beyond science, it's weird, I know, but I have a degree in history. Wait, I think most librarians have a degree in history. Lots of librarians have a degree in history, and I am one of them. But unlike some of those librarians, I am still fascinated by history. So there are history subreddits for any sort of history focus that you have. If you're into the medieval world, yeah, there's one for that. If you're into ancient Rome, gotcha. Colonial America? Absolutely. But if you're just sort of starting off, maybe you just start off in the history subreddit, r/history. And that's just a general catch-all history Reddit, where you can, you know, kind of get your feet wet, see if there's something that interests you. Check out the discussions, because many of the people involved in the discussions, they may not be experts, but they are well-informed. But say you do want an expert. What if you want an expert opinion on something? Maybe you have a historical question that you just don't know the answer to. There is a subreddit for you, and that subreddit is Ask Historians. Now, there are many subreddits like Ask Historians. There are subreddits where you can ask questions of scientists and ask questions of doctors and ask questions of police officers, anything. So Ask Historians is a very good subreddit in that it is almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Ruthlessly curated. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Ask Historians is ruthlessly curated in the fact where you can go there and ask a question about any field of history that you want. World War II, the ancient world, Russia during the 19th century, it doesn't matter. Ask your question, because there are professional historians watching that subreddit trying to help out. And where the ruthlessness comes in is, say you ask a question about life in medieval Europe, and someone just comes in and says, well, the answer to your question is this, and they spout an answer. They're going to get deleted. That answer is going to get totally deleted, because the way Ask Historians works, and the way many of these subreddits like Ask Historians work, is you have to cite your sources. You can answer the question, but you have to cite your source. Okay, you know the answer to it. How do you know the answer to it? Where can this person turn for further information? Where can they check your answer to it? That is how Ask Historians works. And if you don't play that game, your comment's just going to get deleted and replaced by someone who did cite their source and offered further information. So I love that Reddit. I can spend hours on that subreddit alone, just looking at questions, and, you know, questions I don't even have an interest in. I really don't much have an interest in 19th century Russia, and I spent an hour last week looking at some question about it. I don't even remember what the question was, but it was wonderful. And the discussion that ensued was very interesting. Good stuff there. So look around for that. Like I said, there's other stuff like Ask Historians, Ask Scientists, and so on. And this brings me to another bit of Reddit, which isn't really history related, but it is one of the most popular things on Reddit. And it's called the AMA. And an AMA is short for Ask Me Anything. And this started out as a sort of thing that some people did. I am a police officer, ask me anything. I am a professional chef, ask me anything. It was just people talking about their jobs or if they had an interesting life. I was a prisoner of war in Germany during World War II, ask me anything. And it sort of blew up into this whole thing where now celebrities are doing AMAs. The president has done an AMA. I think he might have done two. He's done at least one. So the AMA is this thing you can easily find on Reddit, because it usually goes right to the top, especially if it's an interesting thing, of bands and actors and actresses, politicians, authors. Doesn't matter. There's all kinds of AMAs out there where you can participate in the discussion. You can ask a question of someone that you might look up very highly to, or someone who holds a job that you find very interesting. For instance, I am a huge fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he's done several, and he does a really good job. I mean, sometimes they're hit and miss. I mean, sometimes it's almost like the celebrity showed up to plug their movie, and if you don't ask questions about the movie, you're just going to get ignored. And it sort of becomes a joke, like, wow, that celebrity did a really crappy job. Well, you know, that happens. It's the internet. Nothing's guaranteed. But sometimes you get Ask Me Anything threads that are just amazingly detailed. And the person answering the questions is, of course, very knowledgeable about the thing. So good stuff. Look for those, too. And if we're going to talk about learning things, I have to recommend two more subreddits real quick before we get out of here. And one is Ask Reddit, just r/AskReddit, which is kind of an AMA thing, but it's a general place to go. I have a general question, you know, what does Reddit think about X? Or I have this thing that I'm thinking about doing, what say you, Reddit? And everybody can join in. And of course, sometimes the answers are juvenile and stupid. Sometimes the answers are funny. Sometimes the answers are genuinely useful. So check that out. Ask Reddit's real good. And another one is, usually it's shortened to ELI5. And ELI5 is short for Explain Like I'm 5. And this is an excellent subreddit to go to when you've got a complex thing that you just can't wrap your head around. And you can ask someone to explain it to you like you're 5. So, you know, it can be anything from, you know, I don't understand quantum physics, ELI5. And you'll get a fairly concise, short, but sensible answer. But it could be anything. I don't understand why people are rioting in Ukraine. What's the deal with Ukraine? ELI5. And you're going to get a good answer. And you'll get discussion again. So someone will answer, and that might be the best answer. But then someone chimes in with a more detailed answer. And you will learn. You will learn interesting things. And this is a sort of bonus. There's the TIL Reddit, which is Today I Learned. And I just like browsing this Reddit because it's sort of like the librarian's playground. One of the reasons I went into the library field is because I have a vast treasure trove of useless information that sometimes becomes really useful when a patron asks about that. So every now and then someone comes in and they asks a question and I've got the answer to it because it's in my little file cabinet in my brain, and that file cabinet drawer is labeled useless information. TIL, Today I Learned, is a treasure trove of useless information where you can go there and nod and smile and say, yeah, everybody knows that, though, of course, everybody doesn't know that because obviously someone learned that today, to where you'll find a thing that's like, God, I never knew that about such and such. So, great stuff. Go check that out. So, moving forward. Interesting stuff. Just general interesting stuff. Do you like TED Talks? There's a subreddit dedicated to nothing but TED Talks. The best of TED Talks. New TED Talks. Discussion about TED Talks. I thought this TED Talk was crap. Well, I thought this TED Talk was good. Whether you agree with the philosophy of TED Talks or not, you gotta admit, most of them are pretty interesting, or at least mildly entertaining. So check out the TED Talk subreddit. You're going to get interesting discussions and recommendations for things that you might like. And beyond that, life pro tips. Wow. There are certain things on life pro tips that I would have never thought of that are absolutely brilliant. Life pro tips is sort of like a life hacker type thing, but it's for everything. You know, everything from how to get, you know, say, gunk off your car's headlights to how best to format a spreadsheet for easy reading. Anything like that. You're going to find all kinds of cool stuff in Life Pro Tips. Check that out. And to sort of wrap this up, well, given who and what I am, I have to offer up a couple cyberpunk recommendations. And when you do a search for sci-fi on MetaReddit, you're going to find that the word in the one of the words in that word cloud that stands out as being pretty big is cyberpunk. And of course, there is a cyberpunk subreddit. Sometimes it's hit or miss. Sometimes it's really good. And it's everything cyberpunk. It could be cyberpunk style music. It could be cyberpunk inspired art. It could be talking about William Gibson and his novels. It could be talking about Bruce Sterling. It could talk about new advances in prosthetic limbs and how this is like cyberware and all this kind of stuff. If it's got anything that's even tangentially related to cyberpunk, you're going to find it in our cyberpunk. Now, if you're just into the art, if you like cyberpunk art, and God knows I do, there is another sort of another sort of loose collection of subreddits in a network called the Imaginary Network. And the Imaginary Network tends to focus on art. And I think the Imaginary Network, no, I don't think, I'm almost positive that the Imaginary Network is even bigger than the SFW Porn Network. Because the Imaginary Network focuses on art, usually speculative art and art of things that does not, you know, that do not exist. So there is a subreddit called Imaginary Cyberpunk, which is pretty good because while there are some real cyberpunk things around, most of the things in the cyberpunk novels are still kind of imaginary. So Imaginary Cyberpunk, you're going to find beautiful art, you know, that is cyberpunk focused, cyberpunk related. But if you're not into that, maybe you're into beautiful cityscapes of cities that don't exist or cities that don't exist yet. There is imaginary cityscapes. There's imaginary networks for demons and angels, future tech, almost anything you could think of, as long as it's sort of an imaginary thing. The Imaginary Characters subreddit is wonderful. And you can find all of these things from, you know, half-robot cyborgs to fey creatures that are sitting on leaves. I mean, beautiful artwork. And as an image junkie, I tend to lose myself in the Imaginary Network quite frequently because one thing sort of leads to another. So check that out. The SFW Porn Network and the Imaginary Network are beautiful places to start if you're just looking for some pictures. Now, finally, before we get out of here, if you do get into the whole Reddit thing, and I think you will, if you haven't already, give it a shot, and I think you'll like it, especially when you start curating your list of subreddits that you're really interested in. You have to subscribe. Well, you don't have to, but I really recommend it. You should subscribe to New Reddits. And New Reddits is exactly that. It is a subreddit about newly formed Reddits. So when people decide to set up their own subreddit about a given topic, most of the time they will go to New Reddits and post a little notice. Hey, I started a Reddit about this. And very, you know, most of the time I don't see anything I want, you know, because you can set up a Reddit about anything. You can set up a subreddit about anything you want, no matter what your interest is. So that means you get a lot of interests that don't interest me, and that's fine. There are plenty of things out there for people to be into and passionate about. But every now and then, something pops up on that new Reddit list where I'm like, oh, that might be interesting. I'll go take a look. And I'll give it a subscription, because after all, it's free, and see how it does. And if it takes off, great. And if it doesn't, well, you can unsubscribe from it. And that's one last thing. Before we wrap this up, I'm going to talk about curating your list. Because, like I said, I'm subscribed to, it's got to be close to, I really don't know, but I would think it's got to be close to 200 subreddits. And I curate that list like some people weed books in their library. And that's really what I recommend you do. Keep an eye on your front page, because the way your front page is delivered to you when you're logged into Reddit is based upon your subscriptions. So if you're not subscribed to the subreddit that is all about cute animals, you're not going to see cute animals on your front page. There is totally a subreddit for that. It's called Aw, as in Aw, that's cute. So go through your list every so often and kind of make sure that it's still working for you, because you can get a lot of subreddits. From what I understand, my list of 200 subreddits is kind of measly compared to some other people. But, you know, I try and make sure that if I'm going to look at something, it's going to be something that I really want to look at and something of interest to me. So go through your list every so often after you build it up, and make sure that, you know, the things that you're subscribed to are the things that you really want to be subscribed to. And if you notice that, hey, I haven't seen anything from that subreddit in a while, or at least I don't think I have, click into it. See when it was last updated. If you're subscribed to it, but it's not being updated very often and you think it should, and you think maybe it's just not working anymore, get rid of it. Chuck it. You can always go back. But, you know, keep your list down because, like I said, Reddit is already a wonderfully dangerous time sink because you can start looking at the front page of Reddit and 2 hours later, you're still clicking links and finding all kinds of cool stuff. So curate your list, weed it like you would your library, and, you know, have fun. Check out Meta Reddit, like I said. Anytime you think there should be a subreddit for something, anytime a thing pops in your head, it's like, hey, I'm interested in that. I wonder if there's a subreddit for it. I can almost guarantee you there is, and you can find it at Meta Reddit. Meta Reddit is very good for that because not only does it present you with, you know, your possible subreddit, it'll present you with subreddits like that. So, like I said, I did a search for science fiction, and I've still got that search up here in front of me. And if I did a search for sci-fi, that probably would have worked too. But looking through this list here, you know, if I were just interested in sci-fi, great, I've got it. It's right here in front of me. One of the biggest words on here is sci-fi. Another one is science fiction. There's also one called print SF. So that's obviously books, sci-fi books. But maybe I was just doing a search for science fiction, and I also happen to be a Heinlein fan. As a matter of fact, I am a Heinlein fan. Love Robert Heinlein. Oh, look, here's a Heinlein subreddit. Well, there we go. I should subscribe to that if I'm interested in Robert Heinlein. Oh, look, here's an Asimov subreddit. Nifty. I am a huge fan of Isaac Asimov, so maybe I'll subscribe to that. And oh, look, here's sci-fi movies and future cities. And yeah, there's all kinds of stuff here that is sci-fi related, but this helps you with the discovery. And sometimes the discovery is the fun part. So check out MetaReddit whenever you're looking for a new subreddit, because chances are you'll not only find what you're after, you're going to find interesting stuff that you weren't even sure you were looking for. And as always, hey, if I've missed a subreddit that you think absolutely should have been on this list, let me know. Drop a line in the comments. Give me an email at cyberpunklibrarian@gmail.com, and I will add it to the list of links on the website, because like I said, it's all out there. There's an old joke on the internet. I don't know when it started, but it was years ago. And that joke is Rule 34. And Rule 34 states that if it exists, there is pornography based upon it. And yeah, that can be scary, scary true on the internet. I almost would like to propose like a rule 34 and a half or something like that, a rule 34.5 that states if it exists, there's a subreddit for it. So hey, that wraps up another episode of Cyberpunk Librarian. I thank you for tuning in and hope you picked up some ideas for finding a subreddit or two or six or 52 or 200 and some odd that you might be interested in. I guarantee you, I don't care what you're interested in, what your interest is, there's going to be a subreddit out there for you. So check it out, make yourself an account, everything's free, and you don't have to participate in the discussion if you don't want to. It's just a great way to find new and interesting things and maybe learn a little bit of something along the way. So the music you're currently digging on is Saki, Explode Into the Clouds. And I picked this up at the Free Music Archive, which you too can go to at freemusicarchive.org and check out songs like this, songs by the same artist, and songs that are absolutely nothing like this at all. So I'm into the down-tempo and the chill-out, but maybe you're into the jazz and the pop or whatever, and I guarantee you they're going to have something there that you like by artists that you've never heard of and stuff that is so new and so good you just won't hear it on the radio because it's just too good for radio. The Free Music Archive at freemusicarchive.org has great stuff for projects and things where you might need a tune. But hey, give a little shout out to the artist and give them a little credit for what they've done, which is exactly what I'm doing here. I just discovered Saki today, and I've been going through the catalog that they've got there on Free Music Archive, totally digging on it. That's some good stuff there. It's sort of a blend of down tempo with a jazz beat thrown in. Really good stuff. So check that out, and of course you can also pick up Belly Dance at Ebisu by Ryo Miyashita. That's the opening track to Cyberpunk Librarian, and opens every show. Good stuff, good music, just press play and see what you can discover at the Free Music Archive. If you want to get in touch with me, there are multiple ways to do so. You can, of course, leave a message in the comments at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast or drop me an email via cyberpunklibrarian@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at Bibrarian. That's Bibrarian. It's like librarian, but with a B. And if you're into the Google Plus stuff like I am, hit me up at google.com/plus Daniel Messer. You can find me hanging out there quite frequently. So, once again, I thank you for tuning in to this episode of Cyberpunk Librarian. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. If you have some idea or some request or something that you'd like me to talk about on the show, by all means, let me know. But hey, before we get out of here, I just want to remind you one more time that you don't have to be high-tech to be low-budget, but it certainly helps if you're a cyberpunk. Take care. I'll see you here next time.